Hello, Prestige Heads, and welcome to American Prestige. I'm Danny Bessner, here as always with my friend and comrade, Derek Davison. And we're coming to you today with not especially good news, but Iran appears to have attacked Israel. So, Derek, I think just first and foremost, what do we know? What has happened?
We don't know very much yet. As we're recording this, the attack is underway. It has taken a few hours to unfold. Iranian media and a variety of other sources reported this afternoon, at least in the U.S., that the Iranians had launched a large number of drones toward Israel. A couple hours after that, there were reports of ballistic missile fire. This makes sense if the Iranians were trying to stagger these things so that all the projectiles would arrive at the same time. Missiles obviously travel faster than drones, so they launched the missiles a little bit later. But it still took quite a bit of time for them to get across Iraq, Jordan, Syria, you know, all the ways that they could get there. But there's a lot of territory to cover between Iran and Israel. And some of those projectiles have been intercepted along the way, and we can talk about that later. But it did take several hours. As we're recording this, the first drones and missiles have started arriving in Israeli airspace. There's been video all over of intercepts of what looks like, in some cases, projectiles actually hitting something on the ground. Obviously, it's far too early to assess what, if anything, has actually been struck or what kind of damage has been done. So I can't say much more than there is an attack underway. The Iranian mission to the United Nations tweeted something a short time ago, basically suggesting, well, let me see if I can actually call it up. They tweeted that conducted on the strength of Article 51 of the UN Charter pertaining to legitimate defense, Iran's military action was in response to the Zionist regime's aggression against our diplomatic premises in Damascus. The matter can be deemed concluded. However, should the Israeli regime make another mistake, Iran's response will be considerably more severe. It is a conflict between Iran and the rogue Israeli regime from which the U.S. must stay away. So that suggests they're going to...